This is the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast, episode 50. Well, good day and welcome to this episode of the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, podcaster, and author of Fun Fantasy Reads, Jamie Davis. This podcast is exactly what the title says it is. It's a show focused on everything to do with fantasy books, from epic fantasy to urban fantasy to swords and sorcery and everything in between. Expect to find the best and brightest authors from all the various corners of the fantasy book world here on the show. And we'll have other special guests along the way, as you'll find out in just a sec for this episode. For my news update for this week, I am 1 week away or out from the release of The Charm Runner, book one of the Broken Throne saga. That launch happened last Friday, went very well. There were a few hiccups along the way, and that's okay. You live and you move forward. The goal is always to make the next one even better, and you learn from any mistakes you make along the way. That's something that any good entrepreneur does, and as an independent author, I am indeed an entrepreneur. So I'll look forward to the next book in that series, and that's a good thing because it launches in just 2 weeks. We're putting these out kind of back-to-back. Prophecy's Child is already available for pre-order, and it's doing pretty well there. But just keeping things moving along, which is, of course, the life of the indie author. As always, if you're interested in more information on what I'm up to, check out my fan group on Facebook, Jamie's Fun Fantasy Readers, and on my website and blog, jamiedavisbooks.com. Okay, let's get into this very special episode. It is episode 50, just like I said at the top of the show, and I thought we would do something special to celebrate, and I'll talk more about that later on in the show. But our guest tonight is Fantasy Focus group founder Michael Evan. Michael was here on episode one of the podcast, and I thought it was important to bring him back, and we could talk a little bit more about fantasy books. We'll talk a little bit about the Fantasy Focus community and the future of what's going on over there on Facebook, as well as at our fantasy-focus.com site, and also about an upcoming charity anthology he's created, which is kind of exciting. So check out this special episode with Michael Evan. Well, hello, Michael. It's great to have you back on the show. You were here for episode one. I think it's only appropriate we have you back here for episode 50. So welcome back.
Thanks, man. Great to be here. I can't believe it's seems like it's been no time at all. I can't believe we're 50 episodes down already. That's amazing.
It's flown by. You know, it's about 6 months because we're doing like two episodes a week. So it's moved by pretty quickly, but in a good way. I mean, we've been hitting a lot of territory and talking to authors big and small, and you've helped line up a lot of them to come on the show, and so it's been a heck of a ride. So thanks for bringing me on board to help out with this.
Yeah, it's been amazing being able to listen to all of them and be able to experience people's enjoyment of the podcast, and you know, getting the comments and the authors' feedback on just how professional the whole thing has been and how great of a host you've been. A lot of people have said that, you know, that this was their first podcast, mainly because they have been nervous about the medium and about actually putting themselves out there. And one of the things that everybody said is that you made them feel like they were just talking and having a conversation, which is really cool. And that's actually the way I felt when we did episode one, because that was my first real interview. So that's something that has been really cool and positive feedback. And it's just been, all positive, man.
Well, you know, it's been a lot of fun for me too. You know, and I'm happy that people are set at ease when they talk to me. That's one of the challenges for me as the person who's done a lot of interviews is, you know, I feel a little bit like Will Rogers, you know, that I haven't met a person that I couldn't find something about them to like and enjoy chatting about. And so as an interviewer, it's that challenge for me to, even in that person who maybe is a little soft-spoken and unsure of their answers, is to get them to that subject that they're really excited to talk about. And for a lot of authors, it's their books, but not everybody. And that's been kind of the fun part of it for me.
Yeah, no, there have definitely been some really memorable episodes that have gone off in tangents about music and about, you know, their personal lives and some of their stories and experiences, which, you know, it's always cool to hear about an author's writing. But sometimes, at least for me, when I'm discovering new authors, I like to know a little bit about them, and I like to know kind of what has created the journey that set them going into what they're doing. And hearing some of those stories on the podcast have been really cool. There's a few that actually stand out. They've all been awesome. I really loved the music. Being a musician as well, I enjoyed listening to you and Brian D. Anderson talk about music.
That was a lot of fun. And you know, it's interesting. I always envisioned the show being like that, because, you know, I think readers think that authors are these like hermit-like objects, you know, people that kind of sit in a darkened room with a, you know, single desk lamp hunched over their keyboard, you know, typing away day in, day out, never seeing the light of day. And there's so much more to authors that, and it's one of the things that makes their writing so rich, is all of the various activities and loves and things. I mean, I think of somebody like Melissa Joy, who, you know, sails tall ships for fun. You know, what an awesome thing.
Yeah, I know. She was telling me about that, actually. Yeah, and I think that was actually a really great episode as well. And I'm glad she did it. I know she had some reservations about podcasting as well, but she actually came off really well. And she's a phenomenal author. So that was another standout episode that I really enjoyed listening to, and I'm glad we were able to get her on.
Yeah, definitely. And then you get people like Robin Hobb on, or Ellie Modestet, and you know, just the chats I had with them, and actually with both of them, there was like an after show, like after the podcast was over. In both cases, we sat and talked about all kinds of stuff. I know with Lee Modestet, we talked about baseball and the San Diego Padres, of all things, just for like, I don't know, must have been probably almost a half an hour after we were done recording the episode.
Yeah, no, Lee is, I'm very jealous that you actually got to talk to Robin. I didn't actually speak to her. I booked Robin through her assistant, who I believe is her daughter.
Yes.
With Lee, we've had a number of conversations, actually. And one of the cool things is, it led to Lee being a contributor to the Fantasy Focus blog. And he actually messages me on a regular basis, sending me specific writing-related blog content. Originally, we were taking stuff from his website, but as of recently, he's actually been messaging me on a regular basis, sending me content that he thought our audience would dig. So it's really, really cool. And I've done some facilitating of question and answer sessions for him over on a fan group that I started. So, and that all came out of basically me asking him if he wanted to be on the podcast.
Well, and he was a blast to talk to, and I think he's enjoyed having a way to reach out, because he's not really as active on social media. And so you're giving him an avenue to reach readers that he may not have been able to kind of reach out to before as much. And I think that's one of the things that's made like the Fantasy Focus Facebook group such a valuable thing, because there are readers and authors in there, and we're all just sharing our love of fantasy books. And we're not just like blasting like, hey, buy my fantasy book. We're talking about everyone else's fantasy books. And that's one of the joys of it, I think, is that we really are just there to appreciate the genre.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of groups, and they're all kind of different, and they all have different missions and mandates and things that they that they're okay with and things that they're not okay with. And, you know, they're all moderated differently, I guess you could say. I know with Fantasy Focus, because I'm doing a lot of things that are not being done in other groups. For example, this podcast and the Fairy Tale Access TV show with Denise Marie, which I'm getting a lot of authors on. Asaf Mare's Protagonist Speaks, which is basically an interview from the perspective of a character. A lot of this stuff becomes content on the group. And obviously it's aside from, you know, it's where the podcast is kind of hosted from. So if people want to experience the podcast, it's coming from you know, that blog and that group. So, yeah, there are, like I said, they're all different, but I like to think that we bring, you know, a unique flavor to what we're offering people when they join.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, some of the things have changed. Like, we started out and we called the show the Fantasy Focus Podcast, but we quickly discovered, at least I quickly discovered, that we needed to change the name, because when you go to search Fantasy Focus Podcast in iTunes or any of the podcast directories, all that comes up is fantasy football. You can't,
it's all football.
Couldn't find it at all. So I had to like change the name. And that's why we now call it the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast, which if you type in Books and Authors Podcast, ours pops up, if not at the top, like second or third. So it's right there.
Yeah, no, it's it was definitely, at first I was a little bit like, well, are we still marketing Fantasy Focus by doing this? But then when I actually did a check, I couldn't have agreed more. Like, there were like hundreds of football,
yeah,
groups, and they were all called Fantasy Focus.
Yeah.
And it ended up definitely being for the best. And I'm glad that we're, you know, obviously we're always, you always throw it in where, you know, where the podcast is located, where you can find us. There's all kinds of references. And I feel like, obviously, the community and the authors that are involved still very much feel like the podcast is a part of the Fantasy Focus community. And I'm really happy about that.
Well, and the thing is, there's a lot of programming in the Fantasy Focus community. I mean, you've got the different podcasts. I know there's other podcasts that you're doing that are you're associated with, that you do from time to time, that also get posted in there. So it's really a multimedia venue.
Yeah. I mean, I do the Book and a Pint show with James Jenkins, and really, because the last one we did ended up being an epic length, 2.5 hours long.
Sounds like that was more than just a pint.
We ended up having C.T. Phipps and Noel Nichols on. Book and a Pint's kind of different. Like, we run it as kind of a comedy show. So there's bits and there's humorous things, and there's the reviews and there's the interviews, which are kind of silly interviews that are definitely not to be taken too seriously. But a lot of times we'll end up, like, for example, the episode we did when Avengers Endgame came out, we had Andy Pelliquin on, and we just ended up talking for 45 minutes about Marvel movies. And that was the end of the podcast. Like, we thought we were going to end earlier, but it ended up being such a great discussion that we just kept going with it. So we kind of do it whenever Jenkins is able to actually read one of the books, because his schedule is kind of crazy. And when we are able to do it at a time when we can do a podcast that's going to take that long to do. Aside from that, yeah, I mean, through Ironclad, I've hooked up other print interviews and podcasts. Ryan Kirk is starting the Storied Lives podcast, which is going to be happening shortly. So I've kind of helped him get the word out on that one as well.
And so, I'm looking forward to that, because Ryan has got so much to say and so much to offer to a podcast, as well as a podcast about fantasy books. I think it's going to bring a lot to the community to have him put a podcast out there. And I'm looking forward to that.
Well, aren't you doing the debut episode?
I believe I am, but we haven't recorded it yet. So, I mean, I'll be happy to be on the debut episode or whatever episode. But I'm just saying, I've known Ryan for a long time, and he's a great guy. He knows a lot about writing, and in both craft and business and the genre in general. So I think it's going to be just a blast to see what his format is and how he kind of does his take on this type of stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm really cool to hear what he pulls out as well. Yeah, that should be really cool.
So, you know, we're talking about the Fantasy Focus Group and fantasy-focus.com, but there's a milestone coming up. If at the time this is released, we haven't already reached it, we are approaching 2,500 members in the Facebook group, which is a pretty, you know, pretty big number.
Oh, yeah, we will reach it. Could if I put the word out to invite a few more people. We probably reach it today. I've been kind of happy to let it happen organically over the last 6 months. But I think we only need about 10 more members. And then we hit the 2,500 member milestone. And I remember when I did a giveaway last December, I believe, when we were at 500. So it's really cool that we've managed to pull 2,000 new members in a relatively short period of time with the new Facebook method of adding and inviting, where you can no longer just add people. You know, people need to want to be a member. They need to request. They need to find out about it. So through that organic method to get to 25 is definitely, I'm really happy. And I'm happy for that, and also thankful and grateful to all the people that have helped make this thing go and are continually using it.
Well, and you know, a lot of people grumbled about how Facebook had changed the rules sometime earlier this year as to how groups and stuff were going to be handled and membership in groups, because you, like you said, a lot of people just got invited into the group, and by invitation only, they were made a part of the group and they started getting notifications and stuff like that. And honestly, you know, Facebook was right to change that. People were not specifically requesting to be part of a group. They were just invited in and they had to opt out rather than have the option to opt in. And I think it's what's happening now is much better for everyone, because you have people in the group that want to be there. They are excited about being there. They contribute, they comment, they, you know, it's really become a vibrant community in and of itself.
Yeah, no, definitely. I noticed that. And one of the things I've noticed too is the extremely low drop-off rate. Like, the people that are in there, and a great point. Obviously, there's lurkers. There's going to be, lurkers in every group, but there's a huge percentage of people that are actively participating. And, you know, especially I notice whenever we announce, you know, a congratulations post for an author that has, you know, either gotten a book deal or had, a family celebration or something like that, like, people really come out of the woodwork to sort of rally around that author. And I noticed also that when we do the Ask the Author sessions, people really sort of come forward to ask questions, and we have a really tight knit community of people that really want to show support to the author that's, on the table for the Ask the Author. So yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. At first, when we started, I was like, yeah, I really want to get 5,000 members in 6 months. But having an organic group where it's actual people using it rather than, you know, a bunch of, you know, in essence bots, is definitely better for everyone, and it means a lot more in the long run.
Well, and like you said, there are lurkers, but lurkers have value too, because they're seeing what they're reading along and checking out posts and things, and over time some of them will become more comfortable to share their own commentary and their own input and post their own links to their favorite books. And, you know, so it's a growing curve for everyone. And I think you're right to understand that you have an incredible amount of engagement given the size of the group for numbers of people that are actively involved in commenting or liking posts and things like that at a given time. I think it's just fantastic. And it's a great community. I always look forward to the Ask the Author sessions, because, you know, like, I don't get enough of that on this podcast, but it is kind of fun even to ask those questions that I didn't get to ask on the show of an author that I had on the show. So it's kind of a little extra opportunity for me to find out more.
Yeah. And I think that some of those authors probably feel different comfort levels when they're being interviewed and they feel like they're on the spot to answer a question than when they have more time to think about it and they can just write something out in print. So I think it's a great way to get multiple sides of maybe they forgot to say something in the podcast interview and they remember, and they'll put it out in the Ask the Author or in the print interview or whatever they're doing. So yeah, no, I I totally agree with you. I think that it's great to be able to see those, and I've like I keep going back to this, but as an impulse buyer and an impulse reader, and I know that many people, in the genre fiction community, especially with ebooks, are impulse buyers. They'll discover an author, they'll see that they're cool and it looks like they've got something, you know, cool going on, and they'll one click buy their book, and next thing you know, they'll buy all of them. And I think it's really cool to be able to have this networking ability for people, for readers to be able to network and communicate with so many authors that may become their favorite.
And it's I've certainly found authors that, you know, I was talking with E.G. Stone about this on her podcast on YouTube, and about discoverability being the biggest hurdle for a lot of authors out there, that getting your books in front of readers so that they can just discover it long enough to read the first chapter and find out if it's for them is really hard. And you've created a community where it gives authors an opportunity to kind of share a little bit about themselves and open up to the readers in a way that the readers can find out enough to say, yeah, I think I'd like to try these guys' books out. And that's special, because there's not a lot of places doing that out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. It always, and this is not to come off in any way judgmental. I understand that everybody's got their own preferences when it comes to privacy and when it comes to how much they actually want to put out there of their personal selves. But I'm always surprised when I see authors that don't put it out there at all. Don't use social media really, especially indie authors, and yet they're selling books. I always wonder how it happens, because I know so many authors that really have gotten to, you know, reach a level of notoriety by their ability to be approached by the community.
No, I think that's one of the ways that I've tried to build success. And, you know, I mean, my brand is, I write fun fantasy reads, and I can't be a guy who writes fun fantasy reads if I'm not fun to talk to or fun to interact with at some point online. So I put myself very out there. I think I'm on the opposite end of that scale you were talking about.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
But that's just me too. I mean, there are a lot of authors who are very introverted, and I am not. In fact, when I go to author conferences, I have to like tone it down a level, because like I walk into a room and I'm just too loud.
No, I love it, man. It's always fun to one of the things that I appreciated right from the beginning when we met for the first time is I saw the EMS book, or it was offered to me through Amazon, through other like reads or something like that. I thought it sounded like a cool concept, checked it out, loved it, reached out to you right away. Next thing you know, we were talking and I had basically bought everything else that you had done.
Which I appreciate greatly, by the way. And maybe that brings us around to something here, because we had talked a little bit about, this is the 50th episode, and what can we do to like say, hey, happy 50th to ourselves. I mean, yeah, it's only 6 months, but 50 episodes in the podcasting world, believe me, having been podcasting since 2005, most people don't get to 20 episodes. A lot of them don't get to 12 episodes. So to get to 50 episodes is a big deal, and we're not stopping anytime soon. I've got lots of authors I still haven't talked to, and there's a bunch of authors I want to have back on the show when their next book comes out. So we're going to have a lot going on. But to recognize 50, I was trying to think what we could do to do that, and I'm going to step up in a big way. So I'm going to give away, I'm going to give it to Michael, and he can do it however he wants, 50 copies of book one in the Extreme Medical Services series, 50 ebook copies of that book, to the e-reader app of your choice. Michael will have the link to give you a unique link that you can have to download your copy. And he's going to do a giveaway over at the Fantasy Focus Group. And I'll let Michael kind of figure out how he wants to engineer that. But that's my way of giving back to you all for being an audience that supported the show, to the authors out there that have supported the show by coming on. And I just want to give back. So that's my commemoration of episode 50 is to give people 50 books and give you an opportunity to read not just my books, but to get a free read, something to have in there. If you're like running low on something to read and you want to read something, it'll be there for you when you need it.
That's really amazing. And I think that, I love the series. It's one of my favorite series and I talk about it all the time. So, and I think it's, you know, people, it's relatively well known. And I think that there will be a lot of people that will really appreciate that. So thanks, Jamie. That's killer. And we're actually doing, I'm not exactly sure, and you're going to have to watch the space for how I'm going to do this, but we've got some other people that want to give away smaller numbers of books of ebooks for our 2,500 member giveaway. So what I'll probably do is I'll make this the grand finale of the giveaway and we'll roll it into a whole big 2,500 member / 50th podcast episode giveaway. And we'll share it a bunch of places and drive hopefully some new people that hear about it and want to be a part of the giveaway.
I hope so. And I think that's a great idea, Michael. I think that'll be a perfect way to round things out. And so I think as we're kind of winding down this episode, I want to kind of throw it to you for predictions. Okay. 50 episodes from now, we're doing episode 100. We're almost to a full year of the podcast. So like right around, I'm thinking January, we're going to be doing this, January 2020. Where do you see Fantasy Focus? Where are the numbers that you're envisioning in this vibrant community on Fantasy Focus Group on Facebook?
Well, one thing that I think people will notice with regards to the podcast specifically is we started off really heavy with a bunch of big five traditionally published authors. Then in the middle stretch, there were a bunch of indies, and I've kind of really started reaching out to some of the bigger traditionally published authors that I hadn't reached out to before, and I'm pretty sure you have as well. I don't have the actual. I've reached out and I've sent the link, and I know a whole bunch of people have signed on. Like, I'm pretty sure Kelly Armstrong has signed on. And you have a list of the people that have actually signed on?
Let me see if I can bring it up here because I've got it in my calendar. Because we've got people like, all right, so we're recording this middle of July, right? I've got people already scheduled into September for the podcast, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. Just to kind of give you an idea of what we're talking about. So we've got coming up, we've got Craig Welburn. We've got Emily Knight. We've got Ben Galley, Catherine Walker. We've got, Rebecca and Linus Callahan, which is exciting. We've got Richard Knack. If I keep going here, Jeff Wheeler, Josiah Bancroft.
There's some really.
I could keep going here. There are just so many people lined up all the way into September and beyond. So it's exciting, and there's no shortage of people that want to come on the show. Really top quality authors that I'm looking forward to having on. So keep an ear out for it. Tell your friends that like fantasy books that they've got a good. I try to aim for around a half hour. Sometimes it goes a little over, but right around a half hour podcast that talks to authors of great fantasy books in a bunch of different subgenres to give them an insight into what their favorite authors are like and what makes us tick.
And absolutely. And as far as outside of podcast related stuff, don't forget the Rise Above anthology is going to be happening this Christmas. So right around the time that we're probably going to be very close to our 100th episode, we'll also be launching the anthology for To Write Love on Our Arms, the charity anthology. All submissions are in at this point. And most of them are either in the editing process or are very well edited, and were edited well by the author. So it's really just a matter of getting the cover done and picking a release date. And then that'll be another really big thing that we've got going on for right around Christmas time and the early new year.
And tell us a little bit about how that's going to work. Cause I mean, basically this is an anthology of, how many short stories are we talking about here?
Oh, it'll be an epic tome. It'll be huge. Yeah, it's going to be a doorstopper, I think, this one. We have roughly 40 stories. Now, that sounds a little bit scary, but most of them are closer to the 2,500 word mark. Right. And there's a few that are a little bit longer. Stories from, you've got a story that I've actually teased, as we've teased one by Joe Jackson as well. We've got Anna Smith Spark and Anna Stevens and Ben Galley and Rob Hayes and Michael Fletcher, Jamie Edmondson, a whole bunch of authors from all different sort of genres of speculative fiction. Rhett Bruno has a story, which is a little bit on the sci-fi side of things, but there's a few of those in there as well. Basically, thematically, it's called Rise Above, Stories of Compassion and Overcoming. So as long as the stories fall into some category of overcoming obstacles and compassion of some kind that got them there, the stories were pretty much game. And there's some phenomenal ones. I think it's going to be an excellent anthology, and I'm excited to get it out there.
So what about the charity that it's supporting? Because I know this is something that's really important to you and to a lot of people that are involved with writing books or writing stories that are going into the anthology.
Well, one of the things that I don't know if I shared the first time I was on was that To Write Love on Her Arms, it's a charity that more or less deals with outreach programs for young people that are suffering with depression, and it also deals with suicide awareness. Its programs are basically facilitated through school-related programs, entertainment-related programs, and artistic programs. It's an excellent organization. They've saved a lot of lives. They've done a lot of great work, great outreach work. I've wanted to do something for them for a very long time, and this was really cool because when I reached out to them, they said, we're really into this because a lot of our staff is really into fantasy. So they actually said they wanted to take it to the next level. And aside from just obviously they would want us to donate money, but they actually want to help us promote it. So when we have something to promote, they're going to tweet about it and they're going to post about it. And it's going to be an official thing that's done through them as well. It's 100% nonprofit. So 100% of proceeds will be going directly to this charity. And I'm hoping we can do a lot of good and raise a lot of awareness.
Awesome. Well, I'm happy to be a part of it. I know a lot of other authors I've talked to are thrilled that we were invited in to contribute to it. That's going to be coming out this coming holiday season. So stand by for that to come out. And it's all going to a good cause, like you said. Michael, here's to the next 50 episodes, to the next 2,500 plus members in the group. And who's to say where we'll be 6 months from now?
Yeah, man, same to you. Congratulations. It's been a treat working with you, and I'm looking forward to continuing for many, many more months, years, whatever to come.
And that will wrap up this episode of the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast. Make sure you check us out online for a whole lot more from the fantasy-focused community, both on Facebook and over at our site, fantasy-focus.com. Leave a comment on this episode and let me know what's on your mind. Also, over on the website, you'll find our podcast episodes, and on each podcast episode post, a way to subscribe to the show. That's right. You can get the show delivered to your mobile device automatically, easy peasy, no problems, whether you're on iOS, Android, or anything else, whether you use apps like Stitcher or TuneIn or just the native podcast app in iOS. It doesn't matter. There's a button there and a link that you can click to subscribe automatically. So make sure you head over and check out that and use the subscribe buttons. We don't want you to miss any episodes. We have some awesome authors coming up that are scheduled in the next few months, including our next episode with the incredible Dakota Kraut. And I hope you'll check that one out. It was a great time talking to him. That's it for this episode of the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jamie Davis, author of Fun Fantasy Reads. Don't forget to follow me over on Facebook at Jamie Davis Books and at my website, jamiedavisbooks.com, where you can get a free book if you want. Just go ahead and sign up for the newsletter while you're over there. In the meantime, whatever you do, subscribe. Come back here for the next podcast. And in the meantime, remember what I always say to you? 50 episodes in, it hasn't changed, because you need to keep your eyes open, folks. There's magic all around you.